Hi, Jason. This is Mom. It's about 9:57. Thought I'd sit and chat for a bit, but either you're out and about or whatever. Bye.
Is this the Wood Stove House?
Wood Stove House.
Wood Stove House.
Podcast.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The United States of America.
Planet Earth.
This is the Wood Stove
House.
Alternate uses for my father's records for my father's record collection.
Stage 1. Use them for pucks when Twin Pond freezes over. Take Bad Brains to the Westview High Halloween party, snort pixie sticks off it, and when people ask who the fuck I'm supposed to be, say, my father dying. Get them hot and try shaping them into hockey helmets. Leave them to warp on the sagging back balcony with the Folgers can ashtrays and empty shells bottles. Strap them to my feet like snowshoes to get around Duluth this winter, since he can't drive me. Give back Mom's John Denver album that he took out of spite when they split.
Do you like some more coffee?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. Not Sisyphus, you idiot. Sycophant, a noun, a self-seeking, servile flatterer. And for the record, the big guy is up there.
Not your big guy, my big guy.
Oh, yeah? My big guy is bigger than your big guy.
Oh, yeah? Say who?
Come on! I'll pop you like a tick!
Hey, down, boy!
Excuse me. I have no intention of suing God. I just need the portal open now!
Yes, well, there is absolutely no grounds for a lawsuit here, my esteemed colleague, Cerberus.
Playground's Theater on Site drops 3 plays in outdoor locations in Lancaster City during Art Walk weekend, the first weekend in May. The 3 plays are done in sequence. The audience starts at one location, watches a 10-15 minute play, then is led by a musician to the second location. Watch that play again, led by a musician to the third location. Each play is written specifically for that location, and all the artists that are involved in the project are regional, mostly from Lancaster County, but some from Reading, York, Harrisburg.
You are the one in the right, not him. You're going to have to go over there and speak to that judge like if you were on the news. Otherwise, you'll be playing into their hands. But nothing. Look, it's okay to have all of these emotions, like I said. But you need to be strong. This is a game. This is not about justice.
Here they are. We got held up in the hallway. Your husband wanted to give her gifts.
And you let him? Don't you understand what he's trying to do? He's trying to make himself look the best husband and father in the world, and you're not buying into it!
What's all about that?
But then
what if you try?
I don't care, throw it away!
You know what?
You have no idea what's going on in my home!
Oh, you're right. I don't know what's going on at your house, but what I am seeing right now is not convincing me that he's the unstable one.
That is not fair! She's frustrated because she's angry about the Oscar-winning performance that's going on in there. He is a liar and a dangerous man, and you guys are all believing him.
The project has been, I think, valuable on the Lancaster art scene for a couple reasons. One, it provides an opportunity for theater artists to do their thing. There aren't that many opportunities for people to get up on stage, and Creative Works of Lancaster has been instrumental, and not only through our work with the Lancaster Dramatist platform, but some of the productions that we do, providing a voice for writers, directors, and actors. We try to push things into new locations, and seek out new audiences and do new works. And this is part of that effort with 24-hour plays and works in the park. We try to do things on the Lancaster art scene that haven't been done before.
Usually I come around noon, but I had a meeting run over this morning.
You have no idea what's going on in my home!
You're right!
Not your big guy, my big guy.
Oh, yeah?
I tried that for like 3 days and found myself falling asleep while making dinner.
She's frustrated because she's angry about the Oscar-winning performance.
just need the portal open now! The portal
open! He's a liar and a dangerous man, and you guys are all believing! You guys are all...
Two cups isn't nearly enough.
Two cups isn't nearly enough.
Why didn't you help her? Why didn't you prepare her? Why didn't you stop it from attacking her?
Just stay out of this.
Last 2 years, Creative Works at Lancaster has produced the project. As we look forward, we're going to re-examine the format for playgrounds, and we'd like to create a truly unique experience for the theater goer. And by truly unique, I mean that everything about it is new. We're committed to doing something outside, but we're not sure if this three-play format is how we're going to look at things. This project and ones like it are important on the Lancaster theater scene in the sense that they're new and they're trying to do things that haven't been done before. We're not there to give you lights and flash and dance and all that stuff, but we'd like to figure out a way to maybe push things a little bit in terms of theater and the Lancaster art scene. We're entirely pumped to be part of the Lancaster theater scene and the art scene, and we'd like to encourage people to look beyond Prince Street to find stuff. There's more out there.
There are things that are popping up all over the place.
There's stuff on Fulton Street.
Modern art.
There's smaller galleries on Grant Street.
Pop-up artworks.
Various guerrilla art projects that are going on in town.
Fulton Street Arts Cooperative is doing its thing.
The world's smallest
Electrify Lancaster project.
Photographs of an electrical outlet, or
it's all new stuff. Like, you haven't seen it before.
I mean, if you look around in Lancaster, if you know where to look, you see all these expressions of things that they haven't been done before. And we would continue to encourage people to express themselves as they see fit.
Steve Carlson is a theater producer, teacher, and arts visionary. He's a member of Creative Works of Lancaster, creativelancaster.org.
Alternate uses for my father's record collection.
Stage 2. Burn the records at Dom's backyard bonfire so no one thinks I listen to garbage crybaby screamo punk bullshit. Frisbee them at the guys who made the hockey team over me. Paint pentagrams on them with Mom's red nail polish and leave one in every player's locker. Calculate the total amount of money that could have been used on groceries, braces, Christmas presents instead, then pile them on top of his grave. Freeze them, break them, use the shards to stab holes in the upholstery of his Dodge van with a teardrop window. Frisbee them at his pit bull, Jello, until he learns to catch or just runs away. Frisbee them at his band members when they come to get their amps out of his mildewed basement. Frisbee them one by one at my sister as she steps off the school bus to remind her to always be on her toes, that life can throw anything at you and will.
Would you like some more coffee?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I remember I was at Baghdad Elementary School, and I was in fourth or fifth grade, because I ended fourth grade at Baghdad and started fifth grade. But anyway, I remember it. They had these sugar cookies in the lunchroom that I absolutely loved. These sugar cookies, they were so good. And during lunch, somebody wasn't eating theirs, and I asked them if they weren't going to eat it, could I have it? And they were like, sure. And then they called the end of lunch, and I didn't have time to eat it. So I put it in my pocket, like of my pants, not like a jacket pocket or anything. And of course, as I walked, I'm sure it just, you know, broke apart and crumbled up and stuff. And when I got back to class, I asked my teacher if I could go to the bathroom, because I was going to go into the bathroom stall and eat my cookie. And she let me go, and I got into the bathroom, and I reached into my pocket to pull the cookie out, and it was all crumbs, so I just kind of turned my pocket inside out and dumped it in the toilet so I could flush it, because I knew I couldn't eat it. It was just total, just a pile of crumbs. And in the process, I forgot I had a dime in my pocket, and the dime came out and went to the toilet too. And you know, you're like 9, 10 years old, a dime is pretty important, especially like 1978. You can actually get stuff for a dime. So I remember just standing there contemplating, is the dime worth it? Is the dime worth putting my hand in this toilet? And it had been flushed. I mean, it wasn't like it was, you know. So I did. I put my hand in the toilet among all the mushy cookie crumbs, and I got my dime back out. And then I went to the sink and, like, washed, you know, over and over and over with as hot a water as I could. You know, they don't give you a lot of hot water in elementary school sink. But then I dried the dime off with the paper towel and put it in my pocket and got my dime back.
Suzanne is my wife. She enjoys cookies and values American currency.
Alternate uses for my father's record collection.
Stage 3. Don't touch the records, they're possessed. Mail every single one back to the band who made it, including a note to the dead Kennedys that says, please never make another. Give them to his girlfriend, Sheila, if she promises never to speak to me again. Scrape up roadkill squirrels for good karma. Sell them at Electric Fetus. Give the money to Mom. Ask her to take one day off. Try to sell them piecemeal to the dirty kids at school in exchange for rides. Slide 50 of them onto each end of a bell bar. Start training for next season.
Would you like some more coffee?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Friesen rests his head on a pillow made of concrete again, feeling maybe he will see a little better set of days. Handout faces that he sees time again ain't that familiar. Oh, dark grin, he can't help. When he's happy, he looks insane. Even flow. Thoughts arrive like butterflies, he don't know, so he chases them away. Thoughts arrive like butterflies. Someday yet, he'll begin his life again. Life again. Kneeling, looking through the paper, though he doesn't know how to read. Praying now to something that has never showed him anything. Feeling, understands the weather or that winter's on its way, yeah. Ceilings, few and far between are the legal halls of shame. Even flow. Thoughts arrive like butterflies, he don't know, so he chases them away. Someday yet, he'll begin his life again. Whispering hands carry him away. Him away. Him away. Yeah. The last record I bought was Ben Howard's I Forget Where We Were. I went to Amazon to download the record, and I found out that it was actually cheaper to buy the physical CD, which included immediate digital downloads, than to just buy the digital downloads. So, I bought the CD, downloaded the album immediately, and then I just put the CD in my car. What was the last album you bought?
The last physical album that I purchased was from a local independent band that I cannot remember the name of. That was a show that I was doing as an audio engineer, and I enjoyed their sound so much that I decided to buy their album, and I do not remember the name of the album, and I enjoyed their sound, and I do not remember any of the music now, but that was probably 2009, and that was the last physical CD that I myself purchased.
The last record I bought was Jackson Brown, Running on Empty, on vinyl.
So the last physical album I bought was Sweet Sour. It's from the band of Skulls. I bought it actually on vinyl. And it's spinning right now. It sounds awesome.
You're such a hipster.
Teared up. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alternate uses for my father's record collection.
Stage 4. Stack 10 records together, hold them in front of my face, watch the world through a small hole. Line the windows with them to keep the light out. Line the windows with them to keep the cold out. Listen with the volume so loud I go deaf and never have to hear music again. Dig 3 feet down at his grave and plant them there so he can listen in the afterlife. Frisbee them at the twilight during a meteor shower and call Northland's news center to report sightings of alien spacecraft. Listen to them with the speakers unplugged, to hear the needle scratch sound like when his 5 o'clock shadow brushed my forehead, kissing me goodnight every night until I was 7 and he left for the cities. Thread a chain through one and wear it like a necklace. Attach them to the bottom of my sled and bomb down Rock Hill so fast time changes direction.
Would
you
like some more coffee?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Today, the
The City of Lancaster's Public Art Program commissioned Stuart Hyatt to create a sound map of Lancaster that goes beyond a traditional map to include stories and moments that reveal a deeper sense of place. He began by meeting with community members to learn about Lancaster. During each visit, his mapping emerged as he walked through our city and county with an audio field recorder, microphone, and camera. The resulting sounds and images were placed in this simple, interactive, web-based sound map and gallery, the Lancaster Sound Map. That was text published on the project website, lancastersoundmap.com. Hyatt then collaborated with Fieldworks, a music collective that explores place through recorded sound. They took the sound samples and composed music that was released at the beginning of May as a vinyl record and digital download. The album is called Born in the Ear, and it includes collaborative elements from two local artists, writer Eric Anderson and illustrator Cortland Ellis. Born in the Ear was released at a celebration at Zotropolis in Lancaster on May 5th, and photos from the project, along with several listening stations, were available for consumption at the exhibit opening at the Downtown Lancaster Visitor Center at 38 Penn Square. That was on Friday, May 6th. According to the website, the Lancaster Sound Map is intended to be a growing platform of free use content from which many creative projects may arise. Born in the Ear is one example of what can come from the Lancaster Sound Map. As of May 29th, 2016, there is no indication on the Lancaster Sound Map website of how or in what format future collaboration could occur, or who to contact to find out. There is also no indication where the vinyl record can be purchased or the digital version can be downloaded. When that information becomes available, it will be included in the show notes for this episode.
Alternate uses for my father's record collection.
Stage 5. Collage the basement walls with all the album jackets. Convert them to MP3s through Dom's turntable, take sound clips, mix house beats on his laptop. Preserve them in dust jackets stacked vertically at 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Or maybe just listen. Try to figure out what he heard.
Tyler Barton. Aaron Dorney, writers and alternate use explorers. Thanks to Ian, Suzanne, Steve, Matt, Ben, Josh, Aaron, and Tyler for your contributions. Music in this episode by Noit, Jay Mundock, Here Inside, and Fieldworks. Excerpts from the Lancaster Sound Map Project, Born in the Ear by Fieldworks, included All These Things Are Real, the album title track Born in the Ear, and The Last Long Walk.